Woman accused of attacking pro-life advocate outside Illinois abortion clinic. By Catherine Hamilton on December 29, 2022. A woman is accused of attacking a pro-life advocate who was protesting outside of a newly opened abortion clinic in Rockford, Illinois, on Tuesday, according to police. Natalie Rivera, 26, allegedly threw a cup of coffee at a man outside RFD Family Planning and attempted to knock the phone out of his hand, WTVO reported. Officers said they responded to the clinic around 10:10 a.m., where they learned that a car pulled up near the pro-life advocates and Rivera allegedly got out of the passenger side and confronted the man about why he was protesting. The Rockford Family Initiative alleged on its Facebook page that when the man told Rivera he was protesting abortion, she screamed, "There are too many children," as she threw her coffee at him. Police later arrested Rivera at her home, and she is facing a battery charge, according to the report. The group said its members were praying outside of the clinic, which is reportedly located in the middle of a residential neighborhood. The group's post reads, "Already on opening day, this abortion facility is bringing violence to this residential neighborhood. This act will not deter us from our mission of witnessing for the unborn and offering help to their mothers. In fact, this hateful act just inspires us to love more. Any violators of our peaceful witness will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law." The abortion clinic's owner, Dr. Dennis Christensen, told Wifer he would rather be doing medical stuff than political stuff. "It's been an interesting journey." Christensen added that he has personally treated 50,000 patients. Rockford Family Initiative President Kevin Rylett told the outlet that it's unfortunate that a pro-lifer was attacked. "But we understand that when you stand up and defend life, things like this may happen," Rylett said. "The only intention of the business is to end human life. We will have people out there on a regular basis. We'll offer help to mothers in need."